Talk to me.
Welcome back to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
We are speaking with Jason Sanchez of OneInc.com about the pros and cons of drop shipping. So, Jason, drop shipping is a low-cost, no-inventory solution for retailers, but there are also some drawbacks to it. The main one, I suppose, is pricing. Could you please explain why dropship wholesale, while it is true wholesale, is still more a little expensive than if the retailer was to buy in volume?
It's more expensive because the dropshipper, as a distributor, they can't always offer the rock bottom price that the dropshipper requires, of course, because the dropshipper has to turn a profit in order to stay in business. So I suppose from the perspective that a retail merchant has an advantage by using a dropshipper, it's also an advantage to make sure that the dropshipper, if you like them, is able to stay in business. Otherwise, they won't be there to provide that service. The dropshipper also has advantages in buying in volume, which allow them to buy at even lower costs than a typical retail merchant would if they bought in bulk themselves. And these volumes equate to overseas orders of multiple 40-foot containers, and it turns into a large volume of inventory, which is typically not efficient for retailers to hold because of the volume that they turn. If they don't turn enough volume in terms of sales, then the products will end up sitting on their shelves for too long, acquiring too much interest, and essentially becoming an unprofitable proposition.
Right, and Jason, I think the perspective, or the perception rather, that dropshipping is more expensive. Well, while there may be a slightly higher percentage of cost when you actually place an order, I think the perception comes from people selling online who say, this is 2% or 3% more costly than buying a bulk load and doing it myself, right? But you get that, you buy the bulk load and then you do all the work and you buy the shipping materials and you more than even out.
Correct.
So really it's a perception that drop shipping is more expensive. Well, you may pay a little bit more for the product up front, on the back end, you've got to consider your whole business from start to finish. The whole process. Everything that you put into selling something online. And it's a matter of degrees. One thing might cost a little bit more, but something else costs a little bit less in that, that sales chain,
Correct.
So it ends up evening out or better. And Rob, you remember we got questions on this at eBay Live when you were mostly speaking at eBay Live, but you and I did that roundtable discussion.
Yeah.
We got questions on the cost of drop shipping and so forth. But it's the hardest thing I think to really understand when you're in eBiz is that everything in your business is a balancing act. It's not just this costs 3 or 4% more, 2 or 3% more, so it just isn't going to work. That's not true. That's not true at all. It's that may cost a little bit more, something else in your business costs a little bit less. You don't have to buy the shipping materials or spend the time. Or you can work on other parts of your business. That's just very important for people to understand when they're dealing with a situation.
Yeah, that is important because I think one thing that retail merchants don't understand is an idea called opportunity cost. And if a retail merchant has more time to market and to provide superior customer service, that's going to translate into a greater number of sales. And if they, as a retail merchant on the internet, if they also have the tasks of inventorying, receiving, shipping, and controlling more employees to do these functions for them, and these are added distractions which are going to, in effect, take away from their time that they could spend marketing. And as you mentioned earlier, one of the most important factors is time. And people don't seem to give that enough weight. But that's really the most important factor in anything, business, life, and whatnot. So the time that a dropshipper will save you basically allows the retail merchant to spend that extra time doing the things that they're best at, which is, as a retail marketer, they should be best at marketing.
Right. And, you know, something else that a lot of people don't consider is the fact that you're going to... you don't have to sell at the absolute lowest price either. That's something else that we hear all the time, over and over and over again. Well, you know, this person is selling this thing for only $5 more than I'm getting it for. You know, it's not worth doing. It's not worth doing. You have to look at those case by case because you can sell products for more. Everyone figures that wholesale needs to be the absolute lowest price that's available anywhere on the internet or anywhere else, right? And if they're not, you know, if they can't be the lowest sales price on eBay or anywhere else they're selling, they figure they can't sell something. And that's something else that we heard a lot of at eBay Live. You have to realize that a true salesman, if you're going to be in internet sales or in any kind of retail sales, you have to be a salesman, you know. And a salesman can sell anything. And the way you do this, the way you make money selling products like this or any other products is... you don't want to sell for the rock bottom price. If you group yourself in with the cutthroat, you know, cheap rock bottom bargain basement price people, you're grouping yourself in with a genre of sellers that are less trusted, honestly. You know, because when you look at people online, they're look at someone who's selling for the rock bottom price. Okay, and the website doesn't look very good, or the auctions aren't very clear, or the text isn't done right, or the descriptions are poor. If you spend some time making your product listing look better, you know, and talking a little bit about what the product is and why it's good for you and these kinds of things, and present a cleaner auction or a cleaner web page, you're going to sell things for more money than other people are. You don't have to have the rock bottom price.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. I think people get caught up with the whole pricing issue, but the fact is if you're an entrepreneur, the very basis of being an entrepreneur, what the term itself means is risk taker. And aside from that risk, the other thing to consider is that the last thing as a retail merchant you want to do is to negotiate your price. That's the very last thing that you do in order to help your sales. The first things you do, like you mentioned, Chris, are make your presence much more professional, improve your customer service, and there again too, instead of lowering the price on an item, why not add an inexpensive complimentary accessory and add value to the product as opposed to lowering the price on the product itself? So therefore, you ship more items in one order. Your profitability is pretty much on par with where it would have been otherwise. The customer gets more value, and then in addition to that, you're not, as a merchant, retail merchant, contributing to the depreciation of the perceived value of the product.
Right, and that's another important point to make too, Jason, is the perceived value of the product. Now, manufacturers and wholesalers, you know, brand name companies, don't want their products depreciated on the internet.
Absolutely.
Right? They don't want, I mean, there are controls in place for that, MAP pricing for one.
Correct.
You know, where manufacturers, wholesalers, you know, don't want you to sell below a certain price point because it makes their product look cheap. And then their retailers, their physical store retailers around the country, are going to have a harder time selling those products at a reasonable profit, right?
That's correct. And, you know, that's in place because one of the advantages of being on the Internet as a retail merchant that uses a drop shipper is your lack of overhead. And so oftentimes a retail merchant will feel comfortable lowering their prices and with the, you know, in hopes that they're going to acquire more market share and thereby more sales. However, a lot of times they don't realize that first they're leaving money on the table. Okay, they're entering an area of economics called diminishing returns.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing far more work for too little profit because of the extra customer service that the extra sales are going to generate. And if you think about it, there's a optimal price point at which an item will sell. And if you can find that optimal price point, it is most times higher than the lowest price you'll find for that product in the market. And even though you will sell less than your competitor, you'll end up profiting more because your time and your effort was less and your profit per unit was greater. And so you can sell less units and make the same amount of profit as the next guy that's selling it for that much less and has to sell more units to equal the same amount of profit you sold in fewer units.
Right, so you're spending less time making the same amount of profit as the other
correct.
Person, then you can take that time and go out and do more work, put
that's
more
right.
more products out there.
Take instead of negotiating your price down, okay, take the extra time that you're going to gain by, you know, with by having a little bit higher price and a better profit margin, and use that extra time to develop new products or develop new marketing techniques, develop new, you know, new marketing venues. There's so many things you can do that you should do before you negotiate a price down.
Right, and you know, this isn't just stuff that we're making up as we go along, and it's not just something that, you know, is around since the internet or since eBay showed up. This is retail sales.
Correct.
You know,
These concepts apply to brick and mortar stores as well as they apply to retail merchants that use dropshippers. The same market forces are at work. And I think another thing that retail merchants should remember is that just because they see an item on eBay for a very low price, okay, doesn't mean that they can't sell that item for any more than that price. Because
that's right.
Even though eBay is a great community and a great place to market and sell products, however, it's not the only community. And if you jump to other communities such as Yahoo Shopping or perhaps BizRate, some of the shopping comparison websites like Shopping.com and BizRate, or the independent retail websites, they all seem to have a good population of consumers that are shopping in these areas. And what I've found is that consumers, in general, they will find a place that they're comfortable shopping, like eBay, and they'll tend to shop there a lot. And for the most part, you have essentially segregated populations of consumers that really don't cross outside of these buying communities. Now, yes, of course, there's always those savvy retail customers that are going to not only check independent websites but also check eBay and the shopping comparison websites and whatnot. But for the most part, if retail merchants take advantage of the different shopping venues that are out there, they will find that while they may not be able to get as high a price on eBay, they can get a much better profit margin with an independent website or a much better profit margin on, let's say, you know, a shopping.com.
Right. Let me just switch gears here. We've got about 40 seconds left, Jason. Do you find that retailers are more successful using just drop shipping or with a combination of different sourcing methods?
You know, I tend to be, I'm a believer in focusing on your strengths. And therefore, if your strength is marketing, then run with that. And if you can find a good drop shipper that has products that you're excited about that you can market, then perhaps it may not make a whole lot of sense, or it might be a much larger risk than you might think in order, you know, to take on the overhead and whatnot of purchasing and inventorying your own products. What a lot of people don't realize is that to outlay capital to buy products is a big risk and it's a big expenditure, and that's something that a good dropshipper will alleviate for a retailer.
That's a good point. Keep listening. We'll be right back with Jason Sanchez for more about dropshipping and oneink.com when the Entrepreneur Magazine Product Sourcing Show continues. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Rob Cowie.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
It's tough running a business, and it's even tougher doing it well. But that's what you must do if you're going to survive in a world where your competition is working harder, smarter, and longer to grab business from you. If you know your company could be doing better but isn't, take a look at Business Advisors International. We're a full-service business consulting organization. Our highly skilled business advisors offer specialized expertise in business planning, sales and marketing, performance enhancement, financial management, and more. We can boost sagging profits and performance to levels that'll make even the most conservative accountants smile. Take advantage of our complimentary no-obligation executive style analysis, which will immediately impact your leadership skills and improve your ability to effectively communicate with your organization and with your customers. It doesn't matter if you're a startup or a small or mid-sized business, we can help you succeed. Check us out at BIAAdvisor.com. Do it before your competitors do. That's BIAAdvisor.com.
If you want eBay shoppers to stop clicking and start drooling over your items on your eBay auction or eBay store, take a look at Photo Studio in a Box at WSRadioMall.com. Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution for people who aren't photographers. You'll shoot breathtaking photos that will give your eBay sales a kick in the pants. Your photos will come to life with vibrant color. They'll be crisp, clear, and without shadows. They'll have the same look and feel as photos you see on websites of major corporations. All you need is a digital camera, because Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution. It comes in two sizes and includes lights, light tent, camera stand, and a carrying case. It's small, lightweight, and easy to set up anywhere. In just minutes, you can set up and start taking professional quality photos that will grab the eyeballs of eBay shoppers and leave your competitors fighting for the leftovers. Go to WSRadioMall.com and check out Photo Studio in a Box. That's WSRadioMall.com.
Here's a dirty secret that none of the big boys in the computer industry want you to know. Computer owners do not need to buy a new computer every few years. Even a 3-year-old computer can match the performance of a new machine by simply upgrading it for pennies on the dollar. And now you can make this a profitable part or full-time business, even if you have no technical knowledge. Just have someone visit our website. In less than 1 minute, our online software automatically analyzes their system so we can tell them what parts to buy that will work the first time, every time, at prices 30 to 40% less than the competition. You get a commission for every part we sell. We back you up with a team of highly trained technicians and marketers to ensure your success. And best of all, there are no investment costs. Get the details at goldenram.com. That's goldenram, all one word, .com.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to WorldwideBrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right, by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz radio show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now.
Read the magazine 2.4 million entrepreneurs read. Entrepreneur Magazine, helping you start and grow your business.